Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Conquering the Spirit of Disobedience podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book Conquering the Spirit of Disobedience. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter. In our previous episode, we looked at a word to the wife in regard to disobedience. Today, we shall look at the parents. One of the purposes for man and woman coming together in marriage is to have children and a happy family. A child is a gift from God. The word of God says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." That is found in Psalms 127:3. God has a purpose for each and everyone in this world. Before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, God knew us, and the number of our days in this world had already been written in His book. The word of God says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." It is found in Psalms 113:16. When God blesses parents with a gift of the womb, it is not just a gift, but God wants the parents to partner with Him in raising this child so that this child walks in God's ways and accomplishes God's purpose for his or her life. Parents have a great responsibility in the lives of their children. Parents have a great responsibility in the lives of their children for these children to be what God wants them to be, as they need to be loved, trained, disciplined, and committed always in God's hands through prayer for God's help and intervention. Number one, parents need to love their children. Parents, we are all children of God. God is our Father in heaven. His love for us endureth forever. This is found in Psalms 136:1. Give thanks to the Lord for His good. His love endureth forever. God's love for us is steadfast. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. It is found in Psalms 103:13. We need to show mercy to our children the way God shows us mercy. When they do wrong, let us remember mercy and forgive them. None of us is perfect, but God daily transforms us through the Holy Spirit to be the people He expects us to be. It is because of God's mercies that we are not destroyed. The word of God says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." That is found in Lamentations 3:22-23. Let us extend the same mercy and love to our children. Children are a reward from God. When one receives a gift he or she treasures, he takes good care of it. Likewise, when we bless someone with a gift, we expect that that person will like the gift and take care of it. If one goes to a friend's house and gets the friend mishandling the gift, the giver of the gift feels bad. God feels bad when He sees us treat our children badly. As parents, we need to provide for our children, feed them, dress them, educate them, take them to the hospital when they fall sick, and ensure they live in a good place. Whenever we fail to provide for our children, the Bible refers to us as worse than infidels. The Word of God says, "Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." That is found in 1 Timothy 5:8. Let us learn to love our children, embrace them, talk good of them, and make them happy. Let them feel happy in their own homes. Let us not treat them like strangers and prisoners in their own homes. East or west, home is the best. Parents, let us love our children. Number two, train them. As said earlier, no one of us is perfect. Only angels are perfect, and that is why they are in heaven. We all need to be trained and taught so that we can know. Many people find themselves in captivity because of lack of knowledge. The word of God says, "My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge." because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priests. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I will also ignore your children. That is found in Hosea 4:6. When you know, you change and become what you have learned. Parents, we have a big responsibility of training our children. When we train our children in the way they should go, they grow old knowing what is right and acceptable before God. The Word of God says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It is found in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Let us train our children to be honest, thankful, forgiving, prayerful, givers, serve God, fear God, good doers, and bless the oppressed and the needy, the widows, and the poor amongst them. When they grow old, we shall not be worried about them, for what we shall have taught them, they will do and teach their children too. The Bible tells us that for us to live long and live well, we need to honor our parents. The Word of God says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. That is found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Most people have died prematurely and others are not living well. The struggle, pain, sickness, lack, and frustrations they are going through might be because of dishonoring their parents. Honoring parents is a song we need to sing to our children so that they can know. A good and long life has nothing to do with money, a good job, cars, higher education, among others. It starts with honoring our parents. Let our children know that when we remind them to honor parents, it is not because we are interested in their money or anything, but we want a good life for them. Honoring parents should be done with understanding. Honor should be given to parents cheerfully, wholeheartedly, and willingly. However much they pray to God to bless them, without honoring their parents, it is in vain. The foundation of all other blessings settles on honoring parents. The blessing of a child is the joy of every parent. When a baby is born, he or she comes out of the womb of the mother crying. This is a cry of joy. It is the will of God for every one of us to have joy throughout our lives here on earth. This joy can be actualized in our lives depending on the choices we make. The Word of God says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That is found in John chapter 3, verse 6. When one glorifies the flesh, he or she ends up sinning, and the result of sin is death. Parents, let's train our children to make godly choices. Let's train our children to seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is about righteousness and holiness. When they pursue matters of the kingdom, God's blessings will look for them. It is our desire as parents to see our children live wealthy lives, but if they know how to live righteous lives, then they will pursue this wealth in a godly way. The Word of God says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That is found in Matthew 6:33-34. It is in the seeking of God that our children will know God and his secrets, his ways, and his wisdom. Many people suffer from a lack of knowledge. This knowledge is in seeking him. Let us train our children to pursue God by going to church, studying scriptures, getting involved in church activities, and praying. God does not forsake anyone that seeks him. The Word of God says, those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. That is found in Psalms 9:10. We thank God for good jobs and wealth, but without involving God in all these things, it is of no value. Let him that boast, boast in knowing God. But The one who boasts about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in this I delight, declares the Lord. That is found in Jeremiah 9:24. Education, jobs, and wealth built on the strong foundation of Jesus Christ will not bring our children shame. Our children should be trained to read the Word of God. The Word of God will teach them the right doctrine, correct them, reprove them, and instruct them in righteousness. The Word of God says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which can make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." That is found in 2 Timothy 3:14-16. The Bible is God's manual that will guide them on what is right and wrong. As much as we pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for our children, wisdom and knowledge are derived from the Word of God. Reading the Word of God to know is good. However, reading, knowing, and doing what the Scripture says will transform their lives. It is only the Word of God that shall sustain our children during evil times. Parents, let's ensure our children have a Bible. Slowly let us train them to open and read the Word of God until they can do it on their own. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Our children need to be taught to have the fear of God. Fearing God means doing good and hating evil. The Word of God says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate." That is found in Proverbs 8:13. What we plant is what we reap. Our children need to be trained in how to do good always. This goodwill always comes back to them. Doing evil things should be avoided because its result is death. The Bible has a series of many things that the Lord hates. For example, the Word of God says, there are 6 things the Lord hates, 7 that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. That is found in Proverbs 6:16-19. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. That is found in Galatians 5:19-21. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. That is found in 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. This is one of the reasons why it is good to read the Scriptures. When our children are trained to fear God, love and serve Him, then they will enjoy a life that is full of blessings. These commandments that I'll give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. That is found in Deuteronomy 6:6-9. The world is full of challenges. Our children need always to understand that things will not always go as planned. There is a reason for everything that happens, and God's time is the best. Trusting God during the storm will make them resilient and more prayerful. Let our children be trained to read Bible stories of legends in the Bible who trusted God in their storms, and they saw the power and faithfulness of God. The word of God says, "And Joshua set up at Gilgal the 12 stones they had taken out of the Jordan. He said to the Israelites, 'In the future, when your descendants ask their parents what to do with these stones, what do they mean? Tell them Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan what he had done to the Red Sea, when he dried it up before us until we had crossed over. He did this so that all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God.'" That is found in Joshua 4:20-24. Our God is powerful. He is Almighty God in good times and bad times. Parents, friends, careers, money may not offer our children all they need, but once our children learn to trust in God, dedicate all their plans to Him, and acknowledge Him in all their ways, they will stand and not be moved by anyone or anything. Our children need to know that even if parents, careers, friends forsake them, there is one great friend who sticks closer than a brother. The word of God says, "One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." That is found in Proverbs 18:24. "And very present help in the time of trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." That is found in Proverbs 46:1. As parents and trainers of our children, we cannot give them what we do not have. Let us therefore also study the word of God, so that when we gain knowledge, we are able to transfer it to our children. After gaining knowledge, it becomes easier to share it with our children with understanding. The books of Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes have wisdom nuggets we can teach to our children. Let us not preach water to our children and then drink wine. Let us be good role models to our children. The word of God says, "Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples of the flock." It's found in 1 Peter 5:3. "In everything, set them an example by doing what is good." That is found in Titus 2:7. Let our children imitate our integrity in dressing, character, cleanliness, relationship with others, prayer life, eating habits, the way we communicate, and many other good habits. Number 3, discipline them. We are all children of the highest God. When we go astray, we face His wrath, although His anger is only for a while, because He's a faithful God. God punishes us when we do wrong because He loves us and wants us to walk according to His will, so that His purpose for our lives is accomplished. The word of God says, "Because the Lord disciplines the one He loves, and He chastens everyone He accepts as His son." That is found in Hebrews 12:6. We love our children and we desire that they walk in the right path of life, so that they enjoy the blessings of God in this world. Every parent feels happy when his or her children are well behaved. When they go astray, as parents, we need to teach them the right way and discipline them, because we care about them. As parents, if we do not discipline our children when they go wrong, then we do not love them. The word of God says, "Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them." That is found in Proverbs 13:24. If we fail to discipline our children, they will be judged by the law and may end up in prison. When we discipline our children in the fear of the Lord and with understanding, the rod cannot kill them. The word of God says, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish them with the rod, they will not die. Proverbs 23:13. We can also discipline them by rewarding good habits and withdrawing what they like for bad habits displayed. Discipline does not only instill wisdom in our children. The word of God says, a rod and a reprimand imparts wisdom, but a child left undisciplined disgraces its mother. That is found in Proverbs 29:15, but also helps our children to lead a peaceful and righteous life in the future. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. That is found in Hebrews 12:11. A parent who is blessed with the disciplined children is very peaceful. The word of God says, discipline your children and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights you desire. That is found in Proverbs 29:17. An undisciplined child causes grief and bitterness to his parents. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the mother who bore him. That is found in Proverbs 17:25. Parents, let us not allow the wrath of God to wax hot on the entire family because of the mistakes of our children. Anytime we see our children go wrong, let us not hesitate to come in and correct. The word of God says, for I told him that I will judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed God and he failed to restrain them. That is found in 1 Samuel 3:13. Children need to be disciplined with love and in the fear of the Lord so that they do not feel discouraged. The word of God says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. That is found in Ephesians 6:4. Parents, let us partner with God in the upbringing of our children so that they can have great peace as they continue growing. The word of God says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. That is found in Isaiah 54:13. Number 4, pray for them. Dear parents, parenting is not an easy job, but with the help of God, it is possible. Let us learn to pray for our children. When we have done all we know how to do and nothing seems to be working, let us commit them to God in prayer. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That is found in Philippians 4:6. It is in order if we return to God with a thanksgiving offering for the birthdays of our children and for every progress we notice in our children. Let us confess good things about our children. We are the authority figures, and every word we speak for or against our children will come to pass. Our tongues carry fire and life and death. Let us therefore speak what we want to see in the children, in the lives of our children, for there is nothing impossible with God. The word of God says, you will also declare a thing and it shall be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. That is found in Job 22:28. Fellow parents, we shall see the goodness and faithfulness of God in the lives of our children if only we obey his voice and instructions in our role as parents. I hope you enjoyed this chapter of my book. If you found it helpful, please send me a message and let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at a word to the children. Thanks for listening.